"I'll help you," he had said, but he was only a boy. He did know how to drive a trap, though. The next day he drove us to the solicitor in Banbury, I beside him and Emmeline behind. After a quarter of an hour waiting under the eye of a receptionist, we were finally asked into Mr. Lowe's office. He looked at Emmeline, and he looked at me, and he said,
"No need to ask who you two are."
"We're in something of a quandary," I explained. "My uncle is absent, and our gardener has died. It was an accident, a tragic accident. Since he has no family, and has worked for us forever, I do feel the family should pay for the funeral, only we are a little short." His eyes veered from me to Emmeline and back again. "Please excuse my sister, she is not quite well." Emmeline did indeed look odd. I had let her dress in her outmoded finery, and her eyes were too full of beauty to leave room for anything so mundane as intelligence. "Yes," said Mr. Lowe, and he lowered his voice a sympathetic half-tone. "I had heard something to that effect." Responding to his kindness, I leaned over the desk and confided, "And, of course, with my uncle. Well, you've had dealings with him, so you'll know, won't you? Things are not always terribly easy there, either." I offered him my most transparent stare. "In fact, it's a real treat to talk to someone sensible for a change." He turned the rumours he had heard over in his mind. One of the twins was not quite right, they said. Well, he concluded, clearly no flies on the other one. And so I allowed him to explain what I already knew, and turned my face into the picture of relief he was looking for. While he was still warm with the pleasure of having been able to take the load off my mind, I plied him with a dozen questions about what would happen if a girl like me, having the responsibility of a sister like mine, should have the misfortune of mislaying her guardian for good. In a few words he explained the whole situation to me, and I saw clearly the steps I would have to take and how soon I would need to take them. "Not that any of this applies to you in your position," he concluded. "After all, your uncle will be back with you in a few short days."
"God willing," I beamed at him.